You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Hi, I'm Eric Philbrick from The Brilliant Mistakes, and when I'm not scanning the night sky for signs of intelligent life, I like to listen to electrical language.
It's Garbo here once again. Yes, it's Saturday morning, the 23rd of May 2009. You're listening to Electrical Language number 171. Let me tell you a little bit about what I'm going to do in this podcast. You are not necessarily going to like everything by any means. I decided that in the last few podcasts, whilst I've been playing good music, it's all been very safe. And so I thought I'd try and challenge myself and challenge you a bit, all in different ways. Anyway, let's get on. Here's an instrumental. And it's by Richard Termini, and it's called Spooky Tooth.
Okay. for sure that you were alone. I'd sit by your window and play with my phone. I'd play Pac-Man till you would come home. But I'll be gone when you arrive. And I can't believe that it's not a sign.
Everything.
So as I said at the beginning of the podcast, I felt that in the last few weeks I've played music that's perhaps just a little bit bit on the safe side. Now, I don't know that anything I'm going to play today is necessarily seriously difficult or challenging, but I just wanted to play something that's not so necessarily obviously good, catchy indie pop, although there is some of that in there, perhaps. And my reasons for choosing the various songs, well, they are different, but just take a listen and enjoy. Anyway, we started off with Termini. Richard Termini from, I think he's based in Australia, actually. He is one of these guys, and I keep hearing of people who have apparently been around all over the place, working with all kinds of artists, and Richard Termini is no exception. He's worked on film scores, that's the word I was trying to think of, his keyboard work can be heard on all kinds of things, including Cyndi Lauper, various others. Anyway, he's got an album out which with an unpronounceable title, which appears to be Bardar Bing. Oh, I see, yes, it's the way it's written. I think it's called Bardar Bing. Sorry, Richard. Sorry, Mr. Termini. Anyway, the song played is called Spooky Tooth. You can find him on www.terminimedia.com and myspace.com/Termini, and you can buy his music if you're interested in it on CD Baby, and I will put the link in the show notes. Right, and then we moved on to Comandante Zero, who are from Brooklyn in New York. As indeed is the next band, but Aerial Cyber Publicity sent me Comandante Zero, and they sent me so many artists from the Brooklyn area. Now, Comandante Zero, again, two musicians with lifetimes of experience already behind them, Ken White and Dan Freeman. Ken plays drums and laptop, and Dan Freeman is the bassist and the lead vocalist. The song you heard was called Enter the Rain. Really enjoyed that. You can find them at comandantezero.com, and I'll put the full spelling of that link in the link in the show notes at www.electricallanguage.co.uk. Third song in the sequence. The band is called Undiscovered Country. The song was called Parson's Code. The Undiscovered Country, as I say, they're also from Brooklyn in New York, and their page on Music Submit says that they describe this style of music as being lo-fi alternative indie metal, and there we are. You can find them at www.theuc.us or myspace.com/undiscountry. I think it's a duo. Yes, it says it's a duo. Live, they're a power trio, and they are C.D. Stark, a gentlemanly guitarist, vocalist and bassist, and Mike Yuzinski, who plays drums, percussion and backing vocals. And that's an enjoyable track. So I've been listening to that one for a few weeks, wondering when and how to slot it in. Now, going to move on to the next song. This is one that I heard on Wednesday night, driving home, listening to Suffolk and Cool, an excellent podcast presented by Peter Clitheroe from his barn somewhere in Suffolk, which is in East Anglia in the United Kingdom. The singer is Jerry X, G-E-R-I-X. She's a Bulgarian-born singer and songwriter, classically trained on piano and guitar, and we're told on the Iota Promenade page that her writing, equal parts pleasure and pain, is as riveting and haunting as it is emotional and uplifting. Now, I think this is a really good, really interesting song and well worth listening to. 3,000 Lines of Defense, it's called. And it's just fantastic. It's, take a listen.
3,000 lines of defense. Putting up 3,000 lines of defense. Away with all the insecurity, off, off with all the fears. 2,000 lines of weaponry, weaponry, aiming 2,000 lines of weaponry. Rid all your useless intentions, tensions, off with your point of view. Never learn. You people never learn. Your people never learn. You never, you will never learn. 1,000 lines of weakness, weakness, erasing 1,000 lines of weakness, burning up your blueprints, blueprints. We refuse to start from the bottom again. 2 lines of intrusion, intrusion, confronting 2 lines of intrusion. Don't want your contemporary anatomy, anatomy. We're cutting all you people down. You people never learn, never learn. You people never learn. You people never learn. You people will never learn.
Well, that was very good, very good. Now, on IOTA PromoNet, for some reason, they say that you can hear Baltic guitar rhythms running through through that song. I wonder if the people who wrote that particular review, calling themselves musicians for impeachment, suggests a bit of political bias in there. Anyway, I wonder if they meant Balkan guitar rhythms, because you know, does sound rather more Balkan. And as I think I said, Jerry is a Bulgarian-born singer and songwriter, even though she's now based in Florida. She's on MySpace at myspace.com/JerryX, G-E-R-I-X, and her website is jerryxmusic.com. Next song I'm going to play, you know, I think you'll recognise sooner or later, especially if you've got a teenage daughter, or especially if you are a teenage daughter, you will definitely recognise the song. It's by Jennings from Nashville and New York City, again sent to me by Aerial Cyber PR. Not necessarily the kind of artist I would often play on Electrical Language, but you know, I listened to this song. I should have recognised the title. I'll tell you what it's called. It's called Umbrella. I should have recognised it from the title. I thought, well, I wonder. But just listen to it, because the way it's performed, it's you know, just vocals and some very, very simple keyboard in the you know, in the background, some synth or organ or something like that. So it's almost a cappella, but it's a really good version of this song. Anyway, just listen to Jennings, who, by the way, you can find at jennings-music.com or on
MySpace at myspace.com/JenningsMusic, and it's just Mary Jennings herself. Anyway, listen to this excellent version of Umbrella.
Well, as I often say to
you know, at home and to the children that, you know, a sign of a good song is that it comes across very well as a good song in a number of different interpretations by different artists. And that one there, I think that was a really, really clever arrangement, an excellent interpretation of that song. I have to say I'm not that keen on the Rihanna song myself. Trying to whisper that because Jessica's downstairs and she likes it. It's one of her favourites. But, you know, I was listening to that song and I was already hooked, already decided I was going to play it before I actually, you know, recognised what it was, you know, because I really liked the way it built up and developed. So, yeah, and Mary Jennings, hasn't she got an excellent voice? I mean, it really works. And funny enough, she was kind enough to send me the CD, the EP called Storybook, that one comes from, which arrived yesterday, together with an earlier CD called Femtastic. Now, I'm going to listen to that because actually the Femtastic CD, well, of course I'm going to listen to it because I listen to everything that people are kind enough to send me, but the Femtastic CD contains two CDs, looking at it. There's Femtastic itself, and then there's Femtastic Stripped, which I'm hoping may contain some other songs which have been given, well, if not exactly the same treatment as that one, Umbrella, but you know, perhaps something similar in approach, because I think the main CD is probably just going to be a little bit too sort of chart poppy type stuff for me, and there. Jennings, trying to make it in music is difficult enough, but you've certainly chosen a crowded marketplace. Now, for the final song, we're going to go off to Greece, but before then, I'm going to tell you what Richard and I are up to this evening, because I've bought ourselves two tickets for Richard and myself to go to a gig this evening, and the gig is by a band called Letzer Zepp. And yes, you've probably guessed it, it's a Led Zeppelin tribute band, and looking at their website, well, you know, people always say nice things about themselves, but that certainly built up the expectations that it may be a pretty good quality Led Zeppelin tribute. Now, Richard is 13 going on 14, and in the last year or so he's really discovered Led Zeppelin in a big way, and I got him for his last birthday that, I think it's called Mothership, a two-disc sort of best of Zeppelin thing. And yeah, he's really into them. The Immigrant Song, I think, is his favourite. But you know, it's nice to have something with a good bit of Robert Plant screaming on, isn't it? And well, I was lucky enough to see Led Zeppelin at Nebworth back in 1979. You know, they were probably a little bit past their very best, but nevertheless, that was. An amazing gig, even if I was sat probably about a quarter of a mile from the stage, and it was very, very late when they got on, but nevertheless, they did a good show. So that was 1979. That was in the summer, so almost exactly 30 years ago. Richard, I think, is going to be very, very lucky if he should ever get to see Led Zeppelin, and this may well be the nearest he gets to seeing their songs performed live. So let's hope it's a good gig this evening. I shall report back. I've never seen a tribute band myself before. As I said on Facebook, I'm waiting for Proxy Music to come along. And by the way, I am copywriting that name, Proxy Music. So if you're thinking of starting a Proxy Music tribute band, just send me lots of money. Now, to Greece. And yeah, Greece is where you can find a band called MK0, MKO. Anyway, it's the letter M, the letter K, hyphen, and the letter O. And the name clearly comes from the fact that the band members are Marina Kanavaki and Ioannis. So the MK and the O is in there. They are from Athena, in Greece. And their music, what, if anything, do they say about themselves on their MySpace page? Well, it's difficult, hard to categorise. Extended instrumental development coexists with lyrical songs, rock, classical, techno, psychedelia, industrial, acoustic, electric, and electronic instruments. And yeah, well, what can I say? Their influences: Lead Belly, Pink Floyd, John Adams, Bach, Chopin, Debussy, Zappa, Eno, Bowie, Talking Heads, The Damned. and several others. But there you are, that's quite a range of influences. And here, yeah, as I said, it's going to be a sort of interesting podcast. I try to find songs that are interesting in all kinds of different ways, and this one is no exception. So yeah, to close Electrical Language number 171, all the way from Athens in Greece, this is, I'm going to call them MKO, they don't tell us how to pronounce it, or maybe it's Mark Zero, not sure. Anyway, MKO with Headbanging Funk.
In silence I dwell, consumption of all, on the light, speak parade, letter domain, the brightest I glow, in the darkest of hours, over fear. Sun will shine.
once again the end of the podcast. Tell me what you think. If you've liked this, if you found anything challenging or unusual or whatever. Anyway, what have we heard today? We've heard some excellent songs. I think some music by Termini from Australia, by Comandante Zero and The Undiscovered Country, both from Brooklyn in the USA, by Jerry X from Bulgaria and Florida, by Jennings from Nashville in the USA, and by MKO from Athens in Greece. Thanks to them for the music. Thank you for listening and for downloading. Back next week. Goodbye.
By Libsyn.